Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 220. Today is Saturday, June 13th, 2020. I'm your host, Leader. Joining me this week over in the chair of the co-hosting is the Zorts. How are you, Zorts?
I'm all right.
You're here.
I'm all right.
You're here. You have coffee. That's your, you know, tick, tick. Thank you.
I've been awake for a whopping 2 hours.
Okay. Okay.
My whole week has just been like sleeping through alarms.
Oh, I can understand that. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me this week. I really appreciate it. And, you know, what more could I have except, you know, we've got Zorts here. Well, why not get Frasley in? So, hey, Frasley, welcome back.
Hey.
Poor souls.
I'm so excited. I'm like, I got the boys on. This is exciting. Yeah. So, yes. Yes. So, thank you. Thank you for coming and popping in and saying hi and telling us what you've been up to. So, let's find out, because I know that you've been doing some challenge stuff. So, tell us what else you've been up to since we last spoke to you, which I think you said was a year ago. Really?
Yeah, about a year ago.
What?
If I'm looking at Google, it's like, wow. And it's weird. Time has flown by. And, like, the last 6 months, going off of what George said, it feels like, yeah, like, I can't even remember what I ate for breakfast this morning. Sometimes, so.
I understand that. So, definitely. But, well, you know, welcome back. And it's fun to catch up. So I'm really excited about that. So you have been busy playing WoW, and you got back into the challenges, I think. So
yeah,
which is very cool.
I got out of the challenges for a little bit because of something called WoW Classic, and I went there for a little bit. And then when I found out how much time Classic takes, it's a great game, but it takes a lot of time. And then one other thing came in is I wanted to work on some transmog and alt leveling, but then, like, talking with Nisi, I need to get back into those WoW challenges again. And
Nisi's fault.
Nisi got me all fired up on it, and I was like, so I had this my fifth iron. I know Stone said don't count your irons, but I still like counting how many I'm up to, and I'm up to five, and I was like, okay, this is going really good. I'm doing really good. I'm up to 47.
I stopped counting those probably about 2 years ago because the number became insurmountable to keep track of.
I'm going to be joining you real soon. Do you want me to talk about that now or later on in the...
it's up to you.
We'll get there.
Okay.
The other thing I got to do, and the community showed an amazing outpouring of support, I got to go to BlizzCon last year, and... Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, it is so cool. One, when you, I being there, seeing everybody there. But two, getting a tweet from Stone, be like, "Where are you, Frasley?" So I went up to the fountain and got to meet Stone, got to meet Dragons After Dark, and then I also got to meet Grand Nagus and Hogeye, and all four of them for about 40 minutes were discussing pet battles. It was so cool. It's like, where else can you see awesome nerds talking about pet battles in WoW for 40 minutes?
Nice.
Tiber says you're the biggest gnome he ever saw.
Oh, yes. I have...
Because Frasley is a giant in real life.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think one of the funniest reactions was Allie. So I'm tweeting Allie, like, okay, where are you? And we're trying to meet up. Well, I walk over where Allie is, and Allie doesn't see me. But I'm, like, standing right next to her. She looks up like, oh! You are taller than I ever expected.
Oh, that is so funny. Because so what are you, like, literally, you're 6 foot?
6'6".
6'6". Which, you know, it's like, hi. Yeah. Like, that's a good show title.
Moving to a standing desk when you're 6'6 was a big challenge.
Yeah.
This stuff is held up by like a lot of different poles and clamps and stuff like that. So this whole setup is very DIY. Right, so it's not falling over.
Nice.
Because it's easy when you're sitting down. Mm-hmm. You don't need a thing that tall, but to get it tall enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yes, absolutely.
He's got like books underneath the legs of the desk.
pretty much.
Like an old Tom and Jerry cartoon.
I've got like old like light poles. I've got some speaker stands. Yeah.
Nice. You know, sometimes you just gotta make do with what you've got. So, you know, I can understand that. Absolutely.
As long as it looks good for the stream or whatever you're doing, then that's all that you need.
That's true. Trying to make it look pretty.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Zortz, you wanna ask the next one?
So, Fraz, my boy, what challenges are you currently working on, and why? What's your class race combo? How's it going?
Right now, I'm actually on the iron. I've been tempted by the pacifist and the bloodthirsty, and especially after one of the last episodes where Lita wants to go pacifist, I'm tempted by it. But I still want to get the iron to 120, mm-hmm. and I find that the Tauren Paladin makes a good combo. One, for it's interesting because I don't play Horde a lot, so I'm doing some new things. Mm-hmm. But two, Tauren have War Stomp. And mm-hmm. when you're in that bind, that really comes in handy. Because you can either use it to get away, or at least stun a character for just a little bit.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, stomp is good. Clutch heal at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. So what level are you currently?
Currently on the 16, I'm at 17. So 17. It's amazing.
Okay.
Leveling is pretty fast now mm-hmm. with this Words of Wisdom. And if everything is going off of like what Desmond Fisto says, the leveling speed should be pretty good. It all depends on if Blizzard decides to change how fast it is in the... But right now, like I think Desmond Fisto got it down to like 4 hours to get from 10 to 60.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the buff is very handy. We're all going to cry a lot when it goes away.
Yeah, because the other thing, though, is it almost feels like I couldn't believe I was already at 17 after starting a new iron. It takes away some of the pain of dying, but also mm-hmm. it's nice not having to go through all those 10 levels. It's like, okay, 10 levels, you're gone, bye.
Nice, exactly. All right. Well, as you said, this is your sixth time around, so you know it's not in double figures yet. That's
no, not bad. Not yet.
Not yet. That's okay. That's all right. So, what? Tell us about what was the last death. What did you have, and how did you lose it?
I was over in Daenerys, and. Mm-hmm. Do you have that moment when you see a question? Because you were helpful on you told me be picky choosy with quests. So mm-hmm. I have I had one in Dustwallow where all of a sudden like three of the Scarlet Crusades start walking over me like I am just walking away and because like it was an ambush. And
yes.
So I'm over in Daenerys. I'm like, okay, sand trolls. That doesn't sound too bad. Those sand trolls. I mean, over near Zul'Farak, I can get those.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing I should have done, I should have stayed on the outskirt of the trolls.
Yes.
I got into the middle of the whole group.
Oh.
Badly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, like, it was fine because I was clearing up to the middle, but then I did not take, in fact, the respawn timer.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. So, yeah.
And I did divine speed. Right. I did divine protection. I did everything that I could. I even did war stomp, mm-hmm. and I tried to heal myself. I because there's that moment where you get away, but you still need to heal yourself. Otherwise, you're going to run into new mobs.
Yeah,
and then like a few scorpions like, hey. So it was. I have to say that the death to scorpion definitely stung.
Death to scorpion. Yes.
And trolls and everything.
Yes. Yes. Definitely stung. Yes. just, I don't know. I'm not sure Azzy's pun today, but it might rival it. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So from that, obviously, you know, you're still getting there with your challenge tunes. What's your goal? Because we've got BFA's here. We know Shadowlands is coming sometime this year. What's your goal that you want to get with a challenge tune before Shadowlands hits? Is it something that you'd like to successfully get to 60, 80 max, you know, or what would you like?
I would definitely say 60. It would be nice to be into another expansion before mm-hmm. Shadowlands. I'm like, the optimistic enemy says 120, but I think with the way things are going, that's probably quite optimistic.
Well, that's, you know, it's good to have the big goals. It's nice to have the, you know, the smaller goals within. So, you know, anything's doable. Yeah.
I felt good getting past 20 because I felt like it was a curse. My other irons never got past like 26, like 21, 22.
I had that same problem. Mm-hmm. I would get to a certain point. At first, it was like the level 20 to 30 block. I would just die. Then I got past that hump.
Yep.
And then 30 to 40, 30 to 35 was fine. 35 to 40, die. Mm-hmm. Then I got past that hump and I'm into the 40 to 50 and it was a damn disaster. I think that was the year I had like 20 something deaths on my list.
Mm-hmm.
28, 29 deaths. It was like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it happens. I did the same with my working man. I got to 36, killed her. The next one got to 35, killed her. I couldn't get past like the mid-30s. And then I kept sliding backwards. And I was like, what's going on? What's this? So, yeah, so we can totally understand about that. All right, level 43. Nice one, Dave.
It can mess with the head a little because you're just like, why? What is it about this damn level? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the whole mental anguish of the levels and dying definitely gets it.
Forever cursed to be a level 30.
Yes. It's a good show title.
You are 30 going on 120, right?
You wish. You wish, buddy boy. Well, so far on your journey through the challenge world, is there anything you wish you'd done differently?
Staying outside of the pack definitely was one. Mm-hmm. I learned very carefully, especially on the Paladin, to not use my AoE shield because it's so easy to pull that one and be like, oh, yeah. As it's hitting that one, it's also hitting five other mobs on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think like what I would do differently, because this run up to 47, I did a lot of things that I never did before, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
nothing out of the ordinary that I would really change, other than, again, being very careful, giving myself a lot of room if there's mm-hmm. a lot of type mobs or mob packs, staying away from those.
Yeah.
One that scared me was definitely like when you went into Thousand Needles, that first quest to get down the thing. It's easy to pull things on that one because it, like, I was like, it's fine, but then I pulled like five mobs and they all just started wailing on me.
I tend to avoid Thousand Needles. That zone is not very friendly.
Yeah.
I'm going to avoid it from now on. I've definitely avoided Dead Ridge, so I'm thankful for that. Yeah. And
good man. If only I could get Paradin to do that.
Those spiders have kind of traumatized me for ever going back there. And I definitely do. Like, one thing I should have done differently in Arathi Highlands, I trusted the main path has worked too well because someone made a good point. There is an elite that follows that map.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about, that one. Absolutely. So, and you know what? It is always interesting for those that are used to playing one side and then doing a challenge tune on the other side. So you're learning, you know, new paths and exploring from all of that, which isn't a bad thing. We always say, you die, you learn. And it's a whole learning journey. So so by jumping over and doing the other faction that you're not usually doing, you can find a whole different path. And it's nice to visit the old zones, like some zones you haven't seen for like 5 years, maybe longer. So that's always fun.
I see all the old zones over and over.
That's
I definitely visited all the starting zones, except for I did not visit Eversong Woods, but I am staying away from Ghostlands because Zorch told me about the Lich out there. So I'm like,
Ludron and Knuckle Rot. Jesus. God, I'm still traumatized by that.
Yeah.
It was tough hearing the story.
How me and Nisi freaking lived through that cluster, you know what of a mess situation, I don't know. But never again am I taking a challenge. And I used to love Ghostlands. Ghostlands was fine. I knew the pathing. I knew the thing. And then this mother-loving son of a fret second, you know what, spawns right on freaking top of us.
Yeah.
Literally out of thin air.
Yeah. That was a very rough team death, wasn't it? So that one,
we didn't die, we killed him.
You killed him,
but it was so clutch and so freaking close.
Yeah,
that we both, like, immediately after it was done, we hearthed back to Tranquillian and we're like, nope, we are out of this zone. We are getting the hell out of here. I actually had to walk away from the computer for like 10 minutes. I was like, it's so freaking
was that one of the very first teams, you and Nisi?
No, this was Team Puppet Rides again.
Oh, okay.
What happened was we were crossing the star to go to one of the ziggurats.
Yep.
And we saw another player out there kill Ludron or Knuckle, whichever one paths between the two ziggurats like that.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, cool. We don't have to worry about this dude. We get to the door, we're killing some of the mobs around there, and all of a sudden, like, it's literally like 2 minutes since we saw it. He respawned right on top of us and aggroed on me.
Wow.
So we go running into the ziggurat thinking that, you know, some mobs can't get into certain spaces because of size.
Yeah.
Wrong. He followed us in there, and then the mobs in there aggroed, and we now are like, just Nisi, like, worked miracles with the heels. Oh, man, it was just, it was,
yes, it's traumatic.
Ghostlands is forever off the
traumatic, I know, poor Zorch, it's like, Pat, I'm so sorry, yes, that was trauma.
We have two clips of the whole fight. We had to make two clips. It was just, god damn it.
Yes, it's,
oh god,
it's not, it's, there's certainly quite a few tricky places around. Like, you know, it's, Ghostlands can be tricky.
Like I said before, though, we've been through, you know, as a team, we've gone through Ghostlands before, no problem. I've gone through Ghostlands solo on Challenge Tunes. You know, I got killed a couple of times, but all in all, I knew what quests to avoid, what areas to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, where my cutoff was to get out of there and find a new zone. So it was like, okay, you know, we got this. And the game was like, no, sir and ma'am, you do not have this.
Yes. The game has other ideas at times. Absolutely.
Even if you know a zone and you've been through it before, it can still, you know, watch you.
Yeah. Especially those rares. Like, I saw one, I was like, oh, where did you come from?
Nisi says she did open her mouth and say, how long does it take him to respawn?
Yes, she did.
Oh, Nisi.
I don't blame her for the situation. I blame WoW.
Yes.
I blame Ghostlands.
I do think that WoW does listen. It's the same way that when you're on Twitch, never comment on the bitrate on Twitch, because the second you do, it'll do everything it can to go down.
Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
One thing I did do differently, because it kind of goes into the like tips, but I made sure that I was not on voice chat, because I stream these, but I was not on voice chat, because I made the mistake a while back of doing voice chat and by having like an open voice chat that people could jump into.
Yeah.
And then you got them talking. At least with chat, you can look at it when you are at a good moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus on what you're doing and look back at it.
Yes.
So I've learned that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. I mean, normal streaming is, you know, I mean, that takes a bit of getting used to. But when you're on a challenge tune, it is, you know, you've got to pay attention. You don't pay attention and you end up running into something and dying. Not that I've ever done that. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, Fresley, for you, what advice would you give to someone? Like, do you have any advice, tips, tricks that you've learned in your journey so far with the challenge tune?
I definitely say find a class that has healing on it, because you want the ability, the paladin, it's nice having those flash heals.
Mm-hmm.
One advice that I take from my friend Pete is, don't turn your back on any mob, because I don't know if the mechanics, but I believe you probably get hit harder from the back. I don't know, but I find it's easier there. Look for ways to stun things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pull two things, don't get frazzled, but basically keep your cool.
Mm-hmm.
There is a moment in a fight that you should know, just run. Just run. Do everything you can to get out.
That fucker kicks in.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay. And like this last one, I just could not get away. It was everything was going right, but then I ran out of mana for healing. And yes. Also, don't overheal, because if you heal yourself too soon, you run out of mana.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Absolutely. Now, Zortz, you've played Pally's as challenge tunes quite a bit. So I'm going to throw to you for giving Fresley some extra advice. Have you got anything that you just like, Fresley, you need to look at this? Anything at all? Like, obviously, my stuck standard is don't play when you're tired. Always.
Yeah, don't play when you're tired.
That has been very helpful. Oh, and don't play when your internet's acting weird. Because there was a moment I was streaming, everything was fine.
DC deaths are the worst deaths.
And I was like, I'm just keep going. But Raz said, stop. And I was like, I needed that. So I left. But yeah, I've also been doing if I feel tired, that's, hey, everybody, thank you. Let's go do mountain runs. You stop there and move on. Because, yeah. I think 3 to 4 hours... is a good run.
I play a Pally. I don't play a Pally. You know, I used 4 of the abilities and that's about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm the best person to give Fraz any advice here.
I keep forgetting
to use my buffs. I keep forgetting to do this. And Nisi's like, could you try this? I'm like, oh yeah, I have that, don't I?
Yeah, I get a bit like that with certain other classes, and it's like, oh damn, I forgot I've got that spell. That would have helped as I'm lying there dead.
I play, but I don't play, you know. It's just like, okay, I've got 1 through 4 on my bar, let's just go. That's pretty much all I'm using, and occasionally the heal when I need it.
Yes. Nisi says, leader's rule number 2, stay out of a zone. That's if you're on my server and I'm playing Bloods, that's probably a good idea. Leader's rule number 3, never run out of coffee.
Yes.
Leader's rule number 4, see rule number 1. Nice.
I do have one question.
Thank you,
that
Nisi.
I've not seen answered. It might be answered in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're on a quest like Thousand Needles where the NPC is attacking the mob? Because I know that killing blows is a big part of it.
You'll be fine. If you're playing normally, you're okay. It's all good. But again,
I'm afraid of, like,
be very careful with what quests you're picking up, because escort quests from many perspectives, and I can say from mine as a child, it's don't always end up really good. So just be very, very careful.
I also had I had one that said, hey, we want you to go into this cave and get this spider boss. I'm like, no, Mm-hmm. Clearing out spiders from around a cave?
Caves.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get scared when I go into a cave, though, because I don't like being back in there, especially when they respawn. Mm-hmm. So then I had one that was like, hey, go to this tower and just swallow. I want you to retake it. I was like, okay, I can do it. Just a tower. But if you get up there, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that mob, that pat. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but pats like being in towers.
Yes. It's, you know, there's so many things that you've got to just really be careful of, so...
I'd prefer like a Tom or like a Julia, but why pats in towers?
Oh, yep. I should have. Oh, yes. Hang on. Where is it? Have I got one? No, I don't have one. Oh, here we go. I can do this one for you. I'll do this stone.
Sorry.
I'll do that one. Stone. Sorry.
And Stone is one of the best people in person. I had, like, meeting him. He is such a nice person.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, he's alright.
I can't remember if I gave him a hug. I mean, now I don't know if I'll ever give someone a hug again. I don't know, but I think I hope I give him a hug. But I don't know if he would have been a hug person.
Sometimes you just, you know. I mean, obviously, with everything going on at the moment, it's definitely not the way to go. But, you know, hopefully we'll get back to being able to, you know, hug your friends at a point. So, you know, that would be good. Okay. All right. Anyway, I want to know about how your week's been. So let's find out what else have you been up to, Frasley? What has your wow or not wow being like?
One thing since last time that's been keeping my interest is Lore Master. I've been on a kick. I won a Lore Master in 2019, did not make it, but I now am 3 zones away from getting the full Lore Master.
Nice.
I'm in the Dread Waste of Mr. Pandaria, and it's just Dread Waste, Karasong Forest, and Tunlong Steps.
Excellent. Good zones.
I want it before Shadowlands too, because even though I'm still going to do all the Lore Master for Shadowlands, it'd be cool to walk into Shadowlands, not have to worry about that, just worry about like Shadowlands Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
speaking of Shadowlands, I've been exploring the Arden Wheel in Alpha. I did not go into the latest zone that just got released. Its name is escaping me. Madraxxus.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely have liked Ardenweald. I love the feel of it. It was weird seeing the word with the Wild Hunt because like when I'm playing Witcher 3, the Wild Hunt's in Witcher 3.
Okay. But
it is really cool seeing all the different lore that they're bringing into this game, like the phase and stuff like that. And it's gorgeous. Like, I don't know what the music is like yet because that's not in there. Mm. The music in Bastion's in there because of the demo at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And then in Oldham, I am feeding Reginald my pet because I want that toy and mount, because I'm also a huge toy and mount collector.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's a fun, because that's a month. It takes a month to get it. So, yeah. It's a really, I really think that's a cute mount. It's very, very cute. And the pet's cute too. So, yes. Reginald, you called yours Reginald. Nice. I
had to. It was fun. I think one that was like stream said Reginald. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with Reginald.
Nice. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've been super busy, which is great. There's still so much to do out there, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. Zort, my dear.
Oh, not a whole lot this week. I was supposed to do teams on Monday, and it completely slipped my mind.
Okay.
You've been playing a game, though.
I've been playing a couple of games. It completely slipped my mind that we were going to do teams on Monday. I ended up playing a game called Maneater, where you're a shark and eat people.
That was awesome.
So,
man, either. I like
probably
it.
Probably going to do that a little later tonight again.
Okay. So is it like Jaws or something? Like, basically?
There's a whole story to it, but you start off as a baby shark, and you're out to avenge your mother who was killed by a shark hunter.
Right.
And you have to eat everything to get bigger.
Okay. Chris, keep, I don't know where she is, but man, what is it? Man hunter? Man eater. Man eater. There we go.
I thought that the end of the game, the story needs to have the word Finn at the end.
I see what you did there. Get off the stage.
Okay, and I refuse to do the baby shark, even though I want to do.
No. I've got a rule. Anybody baby sharks in my chat while I'm playing that, they're getting timed out.
Nice.
I'm not having it. And then I did manage to get a level on my big girl warlock.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Raz can't do Ocean Man anymore. DMCA's. TMCA's. Oh. I had to delete that clip off my list.
Oh.
So Ocean Man will never happen again.
No. Oh.
So
come on.
So did manage to get a level on my big girl warlock out in the Grand, and even with the buff. Yeah, Chris, they're going after clips that have music, so I had to take it down.
Bummer.
So even with the buff, I'm starting to feel the grind. I'm running around killing Talibooks, and after 30 minutes of just running around that little area where they all gather, and you only got like two red mobs you got to keep an eye out. I'm like, after like two or three loops, I'm like, I need to stop,
because
I'm starting to get fucking brain mush already.
Is that just outside of Garada, the Horde?
Yeah, got to be careful of, because I'm on an Alliance tune.
Oh, okay, all right, yep. Okay.
And I got to be careful when I go to the Alliance town, because they're orange, because I don't have rep with them.
Yep.
So it's like, I got to be real careful going to the town. I got to put my Voidwalker away so he doesn't do anything stupid and get me murdered by my supposed allies here. So yeah, the grind on the Alliance side is weird.
It's
weird, man.
Yes.
But I dinged on that, and we were going to do teams yesterday, but Nisi was not feeling very well, so that got canceled. So no team puppet this week.
Nice.
But, you know.
Okay, there's always time. Yeah, exactly. These things
I
happen.
I didn't touch any of my other bloods. It was like, I'm not really motivated to sit there and grind right now, so.
Yeah, it can be a bit like that.
Solana, I do not go into the Plague Lands at all.
I'm not going to go there either. Because I know, like, even just leveling regular, it's that zone can be...
I don't remember who it was. Frasley, it might have been Plaguelands. But was just sitting there like, yeah, I went to Anderhall and got destroyed. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you go into a zone that has so many hostile mobs grouped together so much? Anderhall, bad idea.
Yeah.
Plaguelands in general. Adam, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
Unless you want a free death.
Unless you're on a pacifist and go to Western Plaguelands and go round around the lake. That's awesome. I love that. That's good.
This is one of those zones where it's like, probably like little pockets where I'd be fine, but I don't want to bother with the Plaguelands at all, so I'm not going to go there. I actually did make some changes on the week before on my bloods. I moved my hunter up to Fellwood.
Yep.
I got them out of Tearsful Glades, and I moved the druid from Tarn Mill area in that zone. I can't remember the name of the zone.
Hillsprad.
Yep. Back over to Tearsful Glades, and I've been doing the Tearsful Glades Silver Pine rare run on him.
It's a lot of res over there. Nice.
Yep, and I do it at a time of day where most people are not on my server, so I pretty much can hit all of them and probably get like 2.5 levels out of it.
Nice. That's very, very handy.
But I gotta be careful, because apparently my hunter that I did that with is still flagged for killing blows, so I gotta rectify that at some point.
Yeah. That's all right. You work it. That's it. Yeah. All right.
I'll
leave
it out once I
still
old world. So
yeah, I know.
That's been it. Not a whole lot happening in Zortz's world. Wow, was.
It's okay. We can be a bit like that. It's I want to sit down and play, but I've got a lot of there's so much going on that it's like, do I get to play tonight? No. Tonight. Yeah. Oh, I get to play for 2 hours. Yay. So yes, it's kind of been one of those weeks, one of those weeks for me. But I did manage to get a little bit more than just one toon done this week. So I did get a couple levels on my little baby Passy, my gnome rogue. She hit 47. So
nice.
And as I said, she's over in Western Plaguelands. Round and round and round that lake. It is fantastic. Good fun. And then I took her back to New Tinkertown, and because you gotta do at least one run around New Tinkertown. So that was good.
Oh, yeah.
I managed to jump on one of the Bloods. So I took the Undead Warlock, and again, we went to, actually, we went to Hillsbrad. And I hit 28. So I took her over Torren Mill and we just found rares. And I think I killed like 4 rares and dinged because of the buff. I rested at XP. I was like, sweet, that's fine. So she's going all right.
That was one thing we noticed with Team Puppet was we hadn't played that so long. We got max rested and we haven't yet to find the end to it.
Yeah, isn't that insane? Nice. Like, I had that
we'll get the level and then we'll be like, well, do we want to keep going? Or it's like, nah, let's hold on to this rested for a little while longer. Let's go back to town.
Yeah. Rested is nice because when it's gone, it's that team gone.
For like months.
Yes. Yeah. So, and then I actually jumped on my contest tune from the last contest. So Leader Strike, my gnome hunter, and I ran around and did some quests on her. She hit 46. So I'm happy because again, she's not dead. So yay. And, then I jumped on my working man tune and got a couple levels on her. So she hit 47.
That was the first contest I did not take part in.
Survival was interesting.
I was just looking at it and like the announcement I read, I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, that's all right. Contests are for everyone. Yeah. We wanted something a bit different.
We need a contest for the Passies. They deserve one. They never got one. We need a Passies contest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to participate.
they do, absolutely. And you never know what's coming. Yeah, so we will see. But anyway, put it out there. Absolutely. Put it out there, Zortz. Absolutely. So speaking of other things, that was a really bad segue. Later, let's do the bomb.
Other things.
Here's other things. That's it. All right. Where's my bomb?
Now the other things.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
That's right. Here we go. There we go. The news. The news, people.
Wow. Very much news.
No, very much news. There's heaps. I've got things and stuff. That's it. Things and stuff. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Literally, the show notes say things and stuff.
Things and stuff. That's right.
I can confirm.
It does. That's right. And there's a whole reason why that's the case. Because there is something that I have got to share, which if you're watching the screen right now, we have got contest teaser. So
already,
so we have
somebody's been putting in the overtime on the contest.
So if you check up on the website, I'll leave that just for a few more seconds. This banner will be up on the website, and next week we'll be releasing a contest. So
pretty close together for contests.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do something different. When you guys thought, it's going to be good. A while. You know, bam, guess what? We got something else coming for you. Yay! So you'll have to wait and see. Tune in next week and we'll have some information for you and we will see from there. So that's pretty much the news and stuff, guys. That's why.
All right. So next week, get the hot scoop.
That's it. That's it. Absolutely. Thanks, Raz. Right. Appreciate that.
I tried to have my pun game I had to have a fire pun game, you know. I'm pretty lit with those. Okay. No.
Pretty lit. Wow.
Anyway. I just, okay. All right.
All my puns are OG, like old Roners.
That's okay. I like that.
All you got are the dad jokes.
Dad jokes are good.
I am old enough to be someone's dad now, so it is. It's weird.
Anyway, let's go. How about we do the state of the challenges? Just let's see how the week has been. Fraz, can you take the irons for me, please?
Absolutely. So the state of the irons. At number 10, we have Ferris Hunt. At 10, we have Ferris Hunt, 95, and sadly, RIP.
Yes.
At 9, we have Hipsterism at 98. At 8, we have Farika Erie at 98. 7, Contester at 98. 6, Feral Lyric at 108. At 5, Assyrian at 109. 4, we have Janglerk at 113. At 3, we have Carousel at 118.
I like that.
And 2 is Iron Bubble at 120. So, grats to the 13th Battle for Azeroth Iron Man Champion. And then at 1, we have AC at 120. So, grats to the 14th Battle for Azeroth Iron Man Champion.
Mm-hmm. We had a big week last week.
You started that too, like 4 days ago, didn't you, Azzy?
He's been busy. Absolutely. Iron Bubble and Azzy both hit 120 within the space of, it really wasn't that long. I think less than 24 hours. Oh, so well done, guys. That is, congratulations. That is amazing. And Nisi, and I know there's some write-ups up on the website for, you know, Iron Bubble and Azzy, so... Thank you, Nisi, and those that helped. Sir, Zaya, appreciate that. Okay, Zorts, Bloods, who we got?
All right, numbers, words, wow. Can't even get one sentence out. Bloods, at number 10, you got Xanarak at 18 RIP. Number 9, so sad, level 21. Level 8, somebody named Blood Leechar 28, I don't know.
Seven,
Nevergreen at 32. 6 is Bloody Hunt at 33, and Sorcel at number 5, level 48. Blood Cell, level 57, taking the number 4 spot. Some jackass named Lockzorts, number 3, level 67. He's probably cheap. Somebody look at this. Okay. 2 is Bloody Path at 87, and Toll Snuffer, number 1, 113. Nisi, once again. Top in the charts,
Nisi. Nice. Well done, Nisi. That's awesome. She's getting there. It's getting closer, which is fantastic. Alrighty. Passies. Who have we got, Fraz?
At number 10, we have Finlay at 40. 9 is Passive.
It's me.
Or
It's and, just the yeah, fourth passy.
And that's at 47. Mm-hmm. 8 is Innocence at 50. 7 is Zaya Passy at 58. Mm-hmm. 6 is Fairy Viola at 59. 5 is Peacenik at 64. 4 is Farapa at 68. 3 is Pass On 788. 2, Ash Passy at 93. And at number 1, we have Silent Herber at 120. And at that is the 10th BFA Pacifist Champion.
Woo!
Nice.
We had 3.
They've been on that list forever.
I know. Something like, what was the write-up? The amount of days was like huge because he's been slowly working on that tune for ages. So it's so good to see they got Max, which is, you know, absolutely amazing. Where's the write-up? But yeah, guys, 3 max levels this week. 2 irons and 1 Percy. Again, congratulations, guys. That is fantastic. Nisi will probably know what the play time 4.5 years was. Not the play time, but he started 4.5 years ago. So his play time
cutting the butcher's tape.
7 days.
Grinding on this one tune for 4.5 years. Oh, my God.
That's awesome. That is so good. Love that. So congratulations, Silent Herber. All right. Let's have a look at tins. Fresley, who we got, please?
I got tins.
Oh, you've got tins. Sorry.
I've got 20.
One. Dang it. All right. Valuman at 25. Number 5 is Rudinge at 33. 4 is Taylor, then at 42. 3 is Shesho Brittle. She's So Brittle at 94. 2 is Ferris K at 109. And Ferritali at 114 takes the number 1 spot.
Nice. Very nice. Alrighty. Greens. What do we got, Fresley? 10,
we have Fair Alyssa at 75. Mm-hmm. 9, we have Treetop at 79, but sadly RIP because one rare slot was equipped. And I get it. Even on Iron, mm-hmm. when those things come down, like I had to purple. I was like, do I really want to? Oh, and Iron, it would have totally red flagged me.
Mm-hmm.
At 8, we have Seraph at 84, sadly also RIP.
Yep.
7, Crossbow at 85. 6 is Pereiran at 87. 5 is Lifestone at 94. 4, we have Zaya Guitara at 105. 3 is Cronus at 112. 2 is Fair Verde at 114. And 1 is Fairy Hope at 117.
Nice. And that's, you know, that we know what it's like to, you know, get to equip something that's that gets your flag. It's rough. It is very rough. So commiserations over there on that one Treetop. So okay.
And I'm always sad selling to vendors because I'm like, do I truly have the vendor thing open? So I don't equip.
Make sure you get a vendor that doesn't walk away. Don't walk away. Stone will tell you that one.
Traveler's Tundra Mount. If you get it, because it will be the easiest vendor you will ever use.
Exactly.
You don't even have to get off a freaking elephant.
That's right. And that is a good one.
And you can't transmog as iron, I realized.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's right. But you can as a green. Or a bloodthirsty. So, ooh, yeah.
Just a waste of money. Don't do it. Save that money for errors and flying.
Yes. All right. Where are we up to? Working Man. Let's have a look at Working Man.
All right. Number 10, we got Kortik at level 11. Number 9 is Hurricane at level 16. Novali, number 8. At level 17, Georgie's number 7 at level 24, The Raven at 27 is number 6. Number 5 is Fairy Work at 42. Blue Lite at level 47 is number 4. Not Nisi. And it's not Nisi. Verify that.
It's not. That's right.
Number 3 at level 54. Zaya Yuana is level 84 at number 2. And Ferrarona, 116, sitting in the number 1 position this week.
Nice. Well done. Alrighty. Okay, so on teams, what have we got for teams? I am teams. Frasley, can you take that one, please?
Yes. At 5, you got Honorably Hallowed at 23. 4 is Undeterred at 26. 3, and this one, sad because I love Pokemon, Bulbasaur at 57, but RIP. 2, Back on Track at 65. And 1 is Light and Lightning at 95, but the same way that Lightning is not always frightening, this one's frightening because they had Rare gear equipped.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. That's hurt. There was something
I feel that.
Said on General and Discord a couple of days ago, and I have been willing these guys on ever, like, just like, come on, guys, be our first Iron Team to get Max. And I'm just, when I saw it, and it was a crazy busy day, and I didn't have time, I don't think I had time to respond. So, to the team of Light and Lightning, oh my god, I'm so sorry to hear that, guys. But, you know, I'm sure, knowing who those players are, that they're probably picking themselves back up and going again. So, commiserations. Because
Light and Lightning strikes twice.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So it was.
I mean, it's in the same vein as like me and Nisi just adding again to every team name, you know.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's why Execute and I weren't doing that. We just thought we'd go with the Roman numbers of, you know, IV for 4. It's like, yes, okay, we'll do ours this way. So, you know, because I've successfully managed to kill off 3 teams.
I'm just wondering how many again, so we can actually tack onto this name now. Before it's like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. You guys got to shorten this.
You might have to do again by 3.
Times 74.
Yes. Nisi says she thinks...
I'm being optimistic here.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian said he accidentally put a blue on. There was a mishap with the vendor. So, Brian, so sorry, dude. That is rough. But I'm sure they're probably regrouping and hopefully they'll go again. So, excited to see how that goes. But Light and Lightning, I'm pretty sure, has been our highest Iron Team ever. So, So, you know, that's amazing. But well done. It's been a little bit of a rough week for the Iron Teams. So hopefully this coming week will be better. Blood Teams, there was none this week. Nobody's doing Bloods at the moment. Green Teams, we did have 2, which was exciting to see. So we have Eat Your Greens, RIP at 23. Sorry to hear that. Not sure whose that team is, but commiserations. However, number 1 is Never Give Up, hit 78. So well done. Well done on that. Alrighty. Rough week. We had quite a few. Well, we've had a really good week because we had 3 max tunes. And then we had a bit of roughness. So commiserations, guys. But again, massive congratulations, Iron Bubble, Azzy, and Silent Herba, all for hitting max levels, 2 irons and a pacifist. Well done, guys. Okay. Where's my bumper? Where is it? It's over here somewhere. All right. I'm going to do this one. Because I know you're here live, but we'll do the bumper. I love this bumper.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
It's so it's, I love that. It's so good. All right. So, as we always like to start our Chit Chat, I have to think about that every single time. Let's play Azzy's bumper, because again, this is, you know, it is stock standard. We must do this. Let's listen to Azzy's bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Frasley, take it away.
So, Azzy says, my 4-year-old nephew has been learning Spanish since lockdown. He can't say please, which I think is poor for four. I love it.
Boo! Get off the stage!
Yep. Thanks, Azzy. That's funny. I literally had to think about that for a minute, but got... God,
the whole time we've been doing this, the man has had one good pun. One.
Yeah. I think every one of their puns is good. So I will stick up for it.
Get out of life, Baz.
And I'm probably a small fan because I'm a gnome, so.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's go. Thank you, Azzy, though. Thank you. We do appreciate the... you sending them in. Do appreciate that. Yes. Okay. Zorts, what have we got?
Alright. Actalon, the Iron Man rules are all the same, even for classic, right, in terms of professions such as first aid. Now, there's no official classic Iron Man right now, because we don't have access to the API yet.
Mm-hmm.
Soon, TM, as they like to say.
Yes.
So if you're doing it, you're kind of just doing it on the honor system. The rules are the same in terms of professions, though, because this is classic and first aid is its own profession. You can utilize that and that alone. No other professions.
Yeah. And we do have the base rules. And again, because we're waiting on what Blizzard will give with the API. We have got the classic rules up on the website that you can follow. And we've taken them from the original Iron Man rules. That's basically what it is. Now, when API access comes out, we may have to change and adjust things because we don't really know what Blizzard's going to give us. However, what we've given is a guideline, and again, we need to see how things play out with the API. So, you know, if you get flagged or something like that, it's basically Iron Man, strip your tune down. It's solo play. Don't get any help. Don't use, you know, don't equip anything over white. Don't take any, don't take your professions. Just go and quest. It's just all solo play. So if you're maintaining the core, what would you call it? The core integrity of what an iron is, then you should be okay. But again, we won't really know until we get the access from Blizzard. So yeah. So see how you go. There's people, I've got a tune, I haven't played her for a while, but I have got a tune, I've slowly been leveling through. I'm fully expecting that if she gets flagged, I'm using it more as a scout anyway to see how classic is playing out. So, you know, it could be a good way to look and see what quests are available, what kind of path that you want to do for playing, you know, a classic tune in a challenge. That kind of thing. So yeah. But good luck, because we know there is quite a few people over there playing on Classic. So good luck with that. All right. From Trika says, how long does it usually take to add a character onto the site? It can be, again, it depends on the information that comes through from Blizzard's API. It can be anything to pretty instant to sometimes it can take hours due to the data that comes through. Okay, so normally it can be, you know, fast as in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but sometimes it can take longer depending on the side, on Blizzard's side, with what's coming through with API. All right. Thank you for the questions on those. Okay, Frasley, you got something from Stir.
Yes. So Stir wants to say, I wanted to post a joke about sodium, but I was like, no, people won't understand.
Oh, you screwed it up!
I'm sorry!
No! Yeah.
Thank you. Do you want to say it again?
Don't be salty with me on that one. I'm sorry.
I've seen that fun making its rounds all over the social medias for like the last 3 weeks.
I love it. It's just, yep, that is awesome.
And, if I wanted to make Stir happy, I just like pepper on compliments like, Stir, you're so beautiful. You're so good, Stir. There's no one better than you, Stir. That poem was amazing. How's that for Pepper?
He would probably agree with some of that, so yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Okay. What have we got? What else have we got, Zords?
All right. Iron Dolph is asking, is there any cloth vendors in Outlands? Probably. Wowhead, it's your friend. It'll tell you where all the vendors are.
Yes. There is definitely ways and means that with using Wowhead and, searching for vendors, you can do that in the filter section. There will be, I haven't been to Outland for a little while, so I'm a little sketchy on vendors,
right, but
probably Shattrith? Should be.
Probably Shattrith or maybe one of your local alliance or board tents, depending on what faction you are.
Yeah.
Shattrith's probably a good bet.
Don't forget, because you've got lower city, and there's heaps of vendors down there as well that sometimes I forget, I should go and check. And there's the guy, you know what I would really love, actually, just side tangent for a moment. There's a guy that pats along lower city, and he sells coffee. All he sells is black coffee. That's it. So back in Burning Crusade, all I had was I found him and I'm like, yes, leader's going to have all the black coffee. That's it. Every single tune had black coffee. And I really would love Blizzard to allow for those kinds of things that they would, scale. Because I really want my black coffee. Like at 120, I shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Just be like, I need to find something else.
I say this, but Nina, I think you might have a problem if you're jonesing for coffee in a video game.
No, there's no problem. There's no problem. So what are you talking about? There's no problem. But yeah, I was like, it's just, just throwing it out there to you, please. Not that you listen. It's okay. But just throwing it out there that, let's scale the food.
Well,
that would be good.
I did see one. That does scale. It only happens after school hours are out in the Undercity.
Mm.
And it's by some young Taran. It's called the Cath Fiend.
I completely asked for that one. Thanks, Franz. I appreciate that. My God. Alrighty. That's awesome. Okay. All right. So where did we have? So cloth vendors. Wowhead. Excuse me. Sorry. Losing my voice already. Yes. Wowhead is your friend. Filter. Cloth vendors. That's where you'll find it. Best place. Okay. From Dave. Dave sends through his words of wisdom. Money is the root of all wealth.
That's gold. Wow.
That's He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Absolutely. I know Tiber. I did invite him on for a purpose, and Fresley is nailing it. Thanks, Fres.
Yeah. I've got a hammer at home with all the puns, so.
Absolutely. That is so true. Okay. What else have we got? Last one. Fraz, do you want to take that one, please?
Oh, sure. So from Dawn, we have a question on the Iron Man challenge. Can we eat food? Like, can we drink the mana juice? Not potion, but the stuff sold at vendors like milk, the berry juice, spring water, the coffee, etc.?
Yes.
Yes.
All of that is legal, but if it says potion, that's a no-go.
Potions and elixirs, no-goes. Mm-hmm. And anything with a buff, if you do eat the food that does give a buff, click off the buff. It's preferable. Personally, I will vendor anything that I pick up that's got a buff on. I won't even have it in my bag, but if I go to a vendor and buy the normal food, I will make sure, you know, I'll just eat that and vendor all other food if it's buff worthy. So, yeah.
That's a really good food for thought. Love you, Lena.
Oh, Fraz, I love you. It's like, hang on. Have I run out of coffee yet? Oh, no. Yeah. It's like I've had two glasses. I'm run out of coffee. This is not good. Okay. Anything from the chat room? Chris says she still buys coffee in game. Yep, I'm always looking for a good coffee vendor in game. Raz says, is there an NPC that just sells Splendor for Fresley?
Yeah, because I mean that would be pretty sweet if they had that.
Thanks, Fraz. Oh, that's
look at a camp. That's all I'm saying. Oh, look, don't have a camp. There's some gestures happening at the screen right now.
I'm hearing bird sounds from your side. Okay, that makes
oh, funny. Alrighty. Other than that, I think we've got everything covered, guys. Anything before we start doing a wrap up? Any final thoughts, Fresley, on your challenge tune, on, you know, sharing any words of wisdom with the chat room and our listeners? I could really regret asking this, but go for it.
just that the challenge adds a fun aspect to the game. It makes it challenging again. And in a way, you do learn your class. Free talents, stuff like that. And it makes you really think through how you're navigating the area. And you do appreciate the world a lot better, especially when you're looking at it from the floor when you're dead.
That is true. That gives you many, many times to contemplate. Yep, should not have done that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. Zorts, any final words? Many?
Wash your hands.
Very good tip. Absolutely.
Still in a pandemic, people. Wash your damn hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even before it, I saw this person walk out of the bathroom like, no. Nah.
Yeah.
Like, it was like I 2 weeks before lockdown. I'm like, I was on DLT. I was like, wash your hands. But he was older than me, so probably would have been like, oh, you youngin', just quiet down.
Yeah.
Dude, back in my day, we didn't have hand washing. We just went about and died from common cold.
That's, yes, absolutely. But that's a very good point. Everyone, you still have to please stay safe. You know,
yeah.
It's I never thought I'd have to use these words of using common sense, but it seems a lot of people don't have that nowadays. So no. You know, it's just be careful. Look after yourself and be respectful of other people who are telling you, get away from me.
Yeah.
You know, like, stay, go away, don't come near me when I'm trying to like, you know. And don't give me attitude when I say you need to step back from the counter and maintain social distancing. It's amazing how many people think that that's offensive when they're standing within the 1.5 meter. We've got 1.5 meter here. I'm not sure. You guys have got about the same or you got a bit more?
6 feet for us on average.
Okay. I think you're probably just over. So just please be safe and look after yourself as well as looking after everyone else and you know and all of that. Okay. All right. Well, other than that, let's start with our thank yous. Zorts, do you wanna...
All right. We would like to thank the few, the proud, the Iron Elite. These are the people that have supported the challenges through the Twitch subscriptions, the Patreon, donations, you name it. And they are the blessed few. And they are as follows. We have Alejandras, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Grass Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, LB, Bear, Frasley Sparkspan, he's right down there. Gazdin, Grande Negus, Kivan, Chris W, Lisan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rockaroo, the notorious MRG herself, Ms. Miggy, Mirrors Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rooster, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Uli Bardeen, Olvino, Winema, Zaya, and me.
That was awesome. I love the Crash Landing 99 one. That was so good.
Oh, yes.
Don't start it. I'm just keeping it alive.
I know, right? This is why I can't do these things. This is why I give it to you guys, because you do it so well. Alrighty. Well, thank you again to all our Iron Elites. We really, truly appreciate the donations and
Chris,
the support.
That's too much of a good thing. Too much of a good thing.
that's you know. But it was also fun to hear my co-hosts every week, you know, putting their own spin onto the Iron Elite. So I thank all my co-hosts that do that because, you know, I give them that job. So thank you. All right. Now, as for myself, Stone and Stir, we would like to thank all our wonderful mods for everything you guys do, for helping run all of the things. Again, you know, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts over here. Thank you guys for helping, for stepping in, for modding, for, you know, all of those things. We truly appreciate it. To Alminia, I don't know. I think he had to go to the shops, but Alminia, thank you. Thank you for all the things that you do. The teaser should be up on the website. Now, I will put it up again in a moment so you can have a squiz. But Alminia, thank you for sorting all the things. We do appreciate that. And to you guys here over in the chat room, because it's over there, to everyone listening at home on the podcast of your choice, whatever it is, thanks guys for hanging out, listening to us. We do appreciate them. Now, we will be back next week because there's a contest. So, of course, we'll be back. That will be Saturday, June the 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Frasley. We will have Fair. We'll come. I haven't spoken to Fair for a while, so she's going to pop in. But Frasley, thank you. Thank you for the fun today. We do appreciate the puns. Appreciate.
I mean, it really made me pontificate a lot today, so it was good.
Oh my God!
And Zorts, sorry for all the punishment.
That was good. That was good. I like that one.
And you know, I could go on, but I don't think I have a impression in acupuncture.
Okay, yeah.
Why
yeah.
do I have to be out of alcohol? Why?
Straight shots. I'm done. Nice. All right, well, can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Absolutely. I'm over on Twitter at RouseyTastic, where you get more puns. And actually, believe it or not, less than my Facebook. So if you want the, if you want even more puns, just DM me and I'll get you that. You can find my, my podcast every week where I talk with different people around Azeroth. And I even have like, and I bring Dortz on occasionally. And Lita, I got to get you back on again. And that's at gnomepodcast.com. And then if you want to watch me stream and see puns, that's at gnome.live. So, and if you want to get payback, you can make me eat things like sour pickle balls and hot peppers and stuff like that. So, and even make me squat and jump. So if you want, if you want me to feel the punishment, definitely come over there.
Alrighty, and we'll have all that information up on the website once we've got that sorted. So thank you, Frasley. Don't forget, pop over to the wowchallenges.com website. You will find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can listen to the episode on things like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you want to contact me, contact the show, please send an email through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Zort, where will we find you?
To find me on the Twitters at ZortzTheGoblin, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all lowercase, all one word, and my Twitch page of the same name and same capitalization, where I'm playing stuff.
Things and stuff.
There's a schedule that I put up there, and I don't think I've updated it in 2 weeks, so I'm already off track with that.
You're just, yeah, you're over there. Absolutely. That's the main thing. Playing things.
And you can find me in the Discord. I'm there. It may not look like I'm there, but I'm there.
So. Ready with the banhammer. That's what it's all about. That's it. All right. So before I do my finals, let me throw up this one again. Sorry, Frasley. I'm just going to cover you for a couple of seconds next week. So the teaser is up. Bonfires and Blossoms. New contest is coming. So, yeah, that will be announced next week. All right. That's that. Okay, so where you can find me if you want to check out all of the Lita things, it's over on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And I do another show with Stone called Adventures in Azeroth, which should be next week, I think, will be the new one. So check that out. Other than that, let's say thank yous to my favorite guys. Sorts.
Right. We got a big thank you going out to Mark Conan on the wonderful intro that we have for this show. You can find him on Twitter at MacConanWow. And a big thank you to the man with the greatest beard ever, Epic Insanity, for the outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. Very cool dude.
Very, very. Two awesome guys.
Agreed.
Yes.
And both have hearts of gold.
They are wonderful guys. We do truly appreciate their help and giving us the intro and the outro to my favorite things. So thank you guys for that. All right, everyone. Have a good week. Stay safe, as I say. Stay safe both in and out of game. That is the main thing. Frasley, thanks for hanging out. There he is. Say bye, Frasley. Zort, thank you for being here.
See all right, guys.
Say bye.
Be decent human beings.
That's the one. Thank you. All right, bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.